Nimbala wiped crumbs from his whiskers, saying sorrowfully,
"Ah, 'tis an hard, cruel life, matey, to hear those words from the lovely lips of my mate Dana's own pretty sister. Well, that's what we get for trying to help out a little with the chores."
Burab's ears drooped pathetically.
"Harsh words and harsher treatment, laddie buck. That's all you can expect in this blooming abbey, and I speak as one who's a 15-season probationer. Always the caterpillar and never the frog. Or is it always the tadpole and never the butterfly? I can never jolly well remember. I don't think Miss Mira deserves to see what we found after that harsh outburst, do you?"
Fuel darted forward and tweaked the hare's ear.
"Give it to her this instant. Come on, out with it."
"Oh, oh, oh, me flipping delicate shell-like lug. Give it to her, Nimbalo, quick, before I'm a one-eared relic. Oh, oh, oh."
The harvest mouse passed a strip of green fabric to Mira.
"We found it stuck to the bottom of Friar Bob's sandal. When he kicked us out of the kitchen, it stuck to me tail."
The otter maid felt the green homespun material.
"Mmm, some honey got smeared on it. Apart from that, 'tis like the others. Green homespun and a scent of lilacs. Let's see what this one has scrawled on it. Sitigore, all in capitals."
Fuel released the hare's ear.
"Sitigore? That's a strange word. Sounds like the name of some odd creature. Sitigore. Are you sure that's not one of the long list of funny names you have, Mr. Burab?"
The hare massaged his ear ruefully.
"It certainly is not, Miss. Jolly strange, though, isn't it? You've collected quite a few others like that, Miss Mira. Hittigalls, pittigalls, sittigalls and whatnot. I wonder what it's all supposed to mean. A real puzzler, what?"
Mira folded the fabric and put it in her belt pouch with the others that had been found over that summer.
"Indeed it is. I've tried to solve it, but I can't. I've dreamed and thought of it until I'm weary."
Craig's heavy paw reached out and covered the otter maid's smaller one, dwarfing it completely.
"I've a feeling you'll find out very soon, my friend. Go away now, all of you. Out and enjoy the sunshine while it lasts. I'm tired. I need to take a nap."
Mira stopped in the open doorway and looked back at the badger mum, lying propped up on pillows beneath the abbey tapestry. Craig's observations always turned out to be true. But how soon would it be before she found out the solution to everything?